This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A woman's boyfriend is furious with her because she refused to leave the house during the Super Bowl to go get him beer. And people are saying they should break up. 314-531-9898. Whose side are you on with this argument? I'm going to tell you right now, spoiler alert, the woman should be dumped. The boyfriend is right 100%. I know y'all are going to think I'm crazy. So this is a story. Woman says, hey, Super Bowl party is going viral online right now after her and her boyfriend got into a crazy argument. When he had some friends over for the Super Bowl, I guess they didn't buy enough beer. He asked her to run to the store to pick up some beer. She said she wasn't really into the game, just hanging out with them. And she's like, no, I'm not your waitress. I'm not just going to run out and go get you beer. He flipped out and got mad. Like, you're being rude. And stopped talking to her. Got into an argument about it. Even after the friends left, they were still not talking. And she's like, maybe I'm overthinking the situation. And people are like, you guys need to break up. 314-531-9898. Whose side are we on about the woman who did not want to go get her boyfriend beer during the Super Bowl?
I mean, I'm rocking with the girlfriend, but I don't think this is something to break up over. I feel like that's a petty argument.
Huge argument.
I think this guy should have been prepared for the Super Bowl. So if he knew he was drinking, he should have had a case or two or whatever.
He didn't
ready
know the Chiefs were going
to
lose. He's probably drinking. Right. Like, oh, my God.
It's not her responsibility.
Prepared for anything.
Yeah, right. It's not her responsibility. I mean,
DoorDash a case of beer. Give
right.
me a break.
That's all I was thinking of. Like, yeah. why does she have to, like, do all that
Everyone's
for him?
Everyone's there
like,
hanging out, having a good time. There's no need for him to ask her to go do that.
I think they should break up. I do think. Here's the reason. And everyone's probably going to be thinking I'm surprised that I'm on Team Dude here. And it's not because of this, like, masculinity thing or, like, oh, you need to go get me a beer, woman. It is relationships are about compromise. It is about doing things to make sure your partner is happy. She doesn't want to see him happy. She said, and I quote, I wasn't really into the game. So if your partner is hanging out with his friends and enjoying the game and he goes, hey, dang it, we're out of beer. And sometimes door dashing during the Super Bowl, it is insane. You could wait for like an hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half. You can't just run to the gas station for 5 minutes, grab a 12-pack of beer for the friends, and run back. You can't do that for him. You can't do the little things. You won't do the big things.
Right, yeah.
She doesn't like him.
True.
She doesn't like
no,
him.
No, I agree.
She does.
Just because she's not into the game doesn't mean that she's not into the Super Bowl, though. Like, we've been saying, you know, for the past week or two, you know, you enjoy the food. You enjoy the community. Maybe she's having a good time. She's just not watching the game.
Well,
big whoop.
We know that in relationships, women are smarter than men. So she should have immediately then said, you know what, if I'm enjoying this game and I do want to continue this relationship and make him happy, I can DoorDash. I can find a way to get this beer here without having to leave the house.
She's so worried about, like, I'm not your waitress. She's so worried about how the public perceives a woman running out to go get her man a beer. And then you can't worry about that stuff in a relationship. You need to worry about everyone else can go to hell, and you should only be focused on you guys. Who cares what other people think of you? I think as long as he's not being rude, like, look, woman, go get me some beer. And he goes to her and's like, hey, let's reverse the situation. If my wife is having a girls' night and they're watching, what were you watching, AB, instead of the football game?
Sweet Magnolias
Sweet
on Netflix.
Sweet Magnolia on Netflix. My wife's having a girls' night and they're watching Sweet Magnolia and they're like, hey, can you go get us a bottle of wine? I'm already gone. Like, I'm not going to. But are you? No, woman, I'm not getting you a bottle of wine. Like, that's ridiculous.
I don't know. I feel like Super Bowl's different. Like, she could be hanging out with, like, the wives and the girlfriends or whatever.
That,
like,
everybody's into it. And she's going to be like,
still,
she's
like, I don't know.
Husbands could be hanging out watching Sweet Magnolias too.
Right, right, exactly.
I don't know. For some reason, I feel like it's different because it's alcohol. Like, I don't love the idea of, like, drinking that much anyway. So I kind of get, like, the ick. Like, you already had, like,
all be different
this
if it was Taco Bell.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't know. Right.
I will go get you some Taco Bell. 314-531-9898. Do you think this couple should break up, or do you think this is a complete overreaction fight? Who do you think is in the right, the man or the woman in this situation? We'll take your calls on this. Couple might break up over a beer run during the Super Bowl, and I think, yeah, he should break up with her. She didn't want to go get his beer. We are commercial-free on the Brett Mega Show. I know that sounds silly, but there's probably, to me, there's more layers to this argument that they recently had. A woman is posting this online, and she says her boyfriend had some buddies over the game. They didn't buy enough beer. She even said, I'm not really super into the Super Bowl. It was a huge blowout. And they go, hey, do you want to go get us some more beer? And she goes, I'm not your waitress, so I refuse. And then he got mad and gave me the silent treatment. He's like, I'm not talking to you. And I just feel like, if you won't do this while he's having people over, will you do the big things? You won't even run out to the gas station to get some guys the beer so he can have a good time with his friends? Like, you should want to see your partner be happy. Hannah, you are feeling like the opposite. You feel like he kind of gave you the ick.
Yeah, he did kind of give me the ick. I feel like he should have been prepared, and I don't know. I feel like he should have maybe offered, like, some other things, or maybe the girlfriend should have had, like, okay, I don't want to go get you beer, but, like, I can make you a cocktail upstairs or something.
I love how a lot of people are just using this, because Kat had said the same thing. I've seen a lot of people texting, like, he should have been prepared. Have you ever met a boy? And I use boy, because us men and boys are all the
I'm
same.
I'm not dating
prepared.
Boys. I'm dating men who are prepared with their own
beer. They got their own beer. You know, unlimited supply of beer. Taryn, how do you feel? Do you feel like the man or the woman in this argument is right about the beer run?
The woman. I tell my husband all the time, he has 2 feet, he can use them.
Oh, wow.
So
this poor man. It's his friends that are over, so he has to leave his friends during the middle of the game that you're not into because you can't get him a beer?
Well.
Oh, look at that.
So
well.
I am very strict, and we usually don't have that type of stuff in our household, and I refuse. Flat out refuse to buy it. So he knows if he wants anything that involves alcohol, he has to go buy it. I don't like doing it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I mean, it's not really fair to her that, like, he can't, like, control, like, whatever. Like, you know, if you have one case of beer, you got, like, one case of beer.
What's really giving me the ick is that this is about liquor, and in my mind, they are both drinking. He's just probably drunker.
I'm thinking we're really caught up on this liquor. This is such an interesting conversation.
He's drunk. Right. He can't drive, obviously. He's like, well, you've only had one or two. You go do it.
Yeah.
And that's
I do think that's different.
Totally different. Totally different.
I would think that's a totally different scenario. And I think,
but
like,
still,
if she's
like,
drinking.
If she's, like, relaxing, having a good time, she just has to go out because he wants another case of beer, like,
maybe she's like two Shirley Temples in, man.
Still not good.
Amy. How do you feel? The man or the woman? Who's right in this situation?
Oh, she is. Absolutely.
Why?
Absolutely. Because this is about, and AB just said it, about alcohol. And it is about their relationship. This is a big thing. But the alcohol is the catalyst here. So it's not about being prepared or unprepared. It's about drinking and driving.
Okay,
okay. So
I'm assuming she's not drinking. It's his friends that are over. He's asking her to go. Let's just pretend
it was Taco Bell. Let's do that scenario. Or it was another grocery.
He's still dead wrong.
Okay.
It's one thing to ask. It's another thing to throw a hissy fit like a 2-year-old after you've been told, no, thank you. I would rather stay and do what I'm doing.
So see, and that's when I would have gone, okay, you can stay with my friends because they're not big fans of you anyway, and I'll go. And then it's like, has this been a win-win?
That's where the compromise should have been.
There has to be some kind of compromise.
Would you mind running out and getting something? Yeah, I would mind. Okay, let me find somebody else to go. I mean, he had a houseload full of people, and in front of his friends, he's throwing a hysterical fit and arguing with his girlfriend.
Thank you so much for the call. I think we're assuming that he like yelled and screamed. I'm assuming this is how the conversation went. And I don't know this because we're not getting all of the details, but he is furious, so maybe he does yell. But I'm assuming, because she said he's giving me the silent treatment, I'm assuming he goes, hey, will you go out? And she's like, no, I'm not your waitress. And he just said, cool, I'm not talking to you the rest of the night. I'm just done with you. And for me, that is not like throwing a hissy fit. Like, that to me is saying...
The silent treatment is a hissy fit. Are you kidding me? I'm not tolerating that.
Connie, who do you think is right or wrong in this situation?
Okay, I've been married for 38 years, and they both suck.
Oh, you know what? That's the truth. You know what?
Chances are, it was all about the tone. He probably asked her using a bad tone, and so she immediately said, no, I'm not going to do it. Well, she should have just done it and then addressed it later. So they were probably both in the wrong.
Yep.
Because you just sometimes just know the situation. If he's been drinking already, you're not going to, he's going to be pissed off. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Oops.
Hannah
he's
says worse.
He's going to be mad anyway.
Yes.
He's going to be mad anyway because you cannot argue with anyone that's been drinking ever.
See, Connie nailed it, guys. When it comes down to it, they both suck.
Yeah. There's the compromise.
That's the compromise.